This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The acronym of the day. Yes, I know technically it's an initialism. Anyway, it's PPI, the Producer Price Index, inflation at the wholesale level, what businesses are paying for inventory and raw materials, all the stuff that goes into the finished goods that you and I buy at retail. In November, those produced prices were up 9.6% over a year ago, so said the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning, which means you've certainly heard it so far today. To be clear, though, ain't nobody was surprised, up to and including Fed Chair Jay Powell. Question now is, as the Fed meets today and tomorrow on the state of this economy, what can they do about it? Marketplace's Samantha Field gets us going.
There's actually a lot the Fed can do to reduce inflation.
They can stop buying long-term bonds, which they've been doing, and they can stop it quicker.
Joe Gagneau is at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
And then they could also raise interest rates.
Doing both would eventually mean there's less money floating around in the economy that people can borrow for cheap to buy houses and cars and other things. If there are fewer people buying things, prices will start to come down eventually.
Even if the Fed begins acting today, it may be a number of months before we see the impact.
Carl Tannenbaum is chief economist at Northern Trust. He says for all the power the Fed has, and it's a lot, it doesn't have any power over COVID.
COVID-19 is an understated contributor to various types of inflation that we're experiencing today.
As long as the virus is raging, factories will continue to close, ports around the world will be jammed, and there will be more demand than supply. So,
a continued worldwide effort to combat the pandemic may be the best thing for getting inflation back under control.
While the Fed can't solve those supply chain issues or get more people vaccinated, Ann Owen, an economics professor at Hamilton College, says it can manage people's expectations about inflation by saying, hey, we're going to do something about this.
And that's actually an important part of managing inflation. If we can keep inflation expectations low, it will mean that inflation will be lower.
Because, she says, what people think inflation will be in the future influences their behavior in the present.
Employers may be feeling some pressure to increase wages, or perhaps if you're a company and you sell consumer goods and you're setting your prices, maybe you'll set those prices higher.
If the Fed can convince people that inflation's under control, Owen says, maybe soon it will be. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.